Today's saint, Saint Fidelis of Sigmaringen, started out as a very intelligent and successful lawyer. And then he realized, because he was intelligent, that the practice of law was not necessarily the easiest place to maintain a good Christian life. And so he moved on from being a lawyer and went to the Capuchins and entered the order. And the Capuchin order in those days was very penitential, strict, and did a lot of good things. Great missionary priests and preachers and confessors. He was, even among that kind of religious, still noted for his virtue, his piety. Most especially, he promoted devotion to Mary, the Mother of God, and the saying of the rosary. And then he did something which some people might find a bit controversial. He prayed to God that he would be a martyr. So I'll pause at that point and say, there's nothing wrong with that prayer. It might sound odd to say to God, I want to die, a violent death for you. But that's what martyrdom generally is. You don't usually get to, put to death quietly with a needle or something. Usually martyrdom, not always. Usually martyrdom is a terrible, violent death. But you're allowed to pray for that if you want. Many saints have prayed for it and not received it. Saint Rose of Lima, our patron, wanted to die a martyr's death, and that was not what happened. She did die, however, with a great deal of suffering over many days. And so it is a perfectly permissible thing to do. Even if you have children and responsibilities and so on, you're allowed to pray to be a martyr. There's nothing wrong with that, and if God thinks it's appropriate, he'll bring it about. And so it was that he was working as a Capuchin for the Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith, which is a Roman-based, Vatican-based missionary group. And in that capacity, he was sent to mission territory. This is the 1600s, and was doing great things as a missionary, a little bit too successful, made a lot of enemies because he was pulling people away from evil lives, and so finally some of the enemies of the church made a plot, and they let Saint Fidelis know that they had decided to change their ways, and could they please meet him at a certain church so they could speak to him? And that's where they actually murdered him. When he arrived for the meeting, he was put to death violently by them. Such a story is, of course, to us very disturbing. We think, well, if he's a great saint and he's making many converts, why doesn't God leave them on earth to make a lot more converts? I can't remember which life of a saint I was reading, and his followers were very upset that he was dying, and he said to them, I will be more useful to you in heaven than I am on earth. We have to kind of think about that. God doesn't put people into retirement in heaven. The saints continue to do good things through their prayers and their intercession. Think of all the good done by Saint Teresa of Avila in heaven. Prayers answered, intercessions made. Saint Therese of Lisieux, interceding for people over and over and over and over. So many people still even today say they prayed for a rose, for a sign from God through the intercession of Saint Therese, and the rose came. So the saints don't stop. It's not a place where you go to be ineffective. Heaven is a place where the saints continue to do wonderful things for the church. And so Saint Fidelis went from being very powerful on earth to being very powerful in heaven, and he got what he wanted. Jesus died for him violently. He died for Jesus in the same way.